"She's right," he said. "I'm being a terrible uncle, dragging you into another case." "You didn't drag me," I said. "You couldn't keep me out of it if you wanted to. I'm 19. I'm an adult. I can vote. I can make my own decisions," I said. I was getting angry. I wasn't Aunt April's baby, and I was tired of being treated like a child. "Still, if it weren't for me, you wouldn't have seen a dead body and almost been killed in one weekend," he said. He was getting ready to say more, but he must have seen the look on my face. "Okay, okay," he said. "We won't argue about it. We'll both try to be more careful. We won't do anybody any good if we can't stay alive to try to solve this case." We said goodnight, and we went to bed. I wasn't angry with Uncle Jeff. In fact, he was right about everything he said. But I wasn't going to be taken off the case. Not now. The next morning, I returned Ben's call. He was depressed.